everyone. Welcome to Discoveryland Online. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Miss Evelyn, and this is Miss Michelle. Okay, I'm curious. What do you think peace means, Miss Michelle?
Sometimes the best way to experience peace is as a relief or a chance to be calm after a lot of chaos, a lot of busyness. Let's get busy and let's make some chaos. Are you guys ready?
I'm so excited. Okay, guys,
I need you to turn around in a circle 5 times. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Woo, Miss Michelle's dizzy. Now do 10 jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, and now we're gonna run across the room and back.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, we're gonna run across the room. Woo! And then back. Okay, what are we gonna do next? Hop on one leg 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh my goodness, now the other leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now sit down. Goodness sakes. Be very still.
How did you feel after finishing all of that running around? I'm so tired, Miss Michelle. Yes. What are some things you and your family do to unwind after a busy day? I think peace feels like rest when we get overwhelmed or tired. This time of year, life can sometimes get so busy. Peace doesn't just mean sitting still, it means resting in God because we trust Him. Today, we're learning in God's big story that Jesus is our peace.
God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, He's the Savior of the world. Savior of the world. God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. God sent His Son, He's the Savior of the world, and now we can call Him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, He's the Savior of the world, Savior of the world, Savior of the world.
God, that you made me and I am your kin. Jesus loves me so much. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I no wonder this is true.
Remember our friend Tack, the curious cat. She's always asking questions, and she has a good one for you guys today. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. How are you all doing today?
I heard there was big news at your house this week, Tack. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. Kids, we got two new kittens at my house this week. Has anyone ever seen a kitten? They're super cute, but it got a little crazy earlier this week when there was one toy that both of the kittens wanted. Have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah, Tack. Sharing can be really hard. What happened with the kittens? When they both wanted to play with the same toy, did they end up sharing?
They started fighting with each other and scratching and hissing, and it wasn't good. But all of a sudden, my mom came out and she had another one of those little balls with the bells inside. And both of the kittens calmed down and they started sharing with their own ball.
Oh, well, how did it feel when they stopped fighting?
I felt so relieved. I didn't want them to hurt each other or hurt me if I tried to step in and help them. Everything was peaceful. I'm wondering, do any of you kids have any idea what peace means?
Well, it reminds me of our God's big story for today. Peace is a big idea, but we're learning about all the ways that Jesus is there for us, and we can find peace in Him. We'll learn more about this today.
That sounds great. I gotta go so I can watch the kittens play peacefully.
Wonder Truth is Jesus is our peace. Today, we'll discover how Jesus is our peace. Okay, guys, one of my favorite things to do here is to get ready for our story, and we have to put on our pay attention eyes. Mine are big pumpkin pies.
Mine are big space goggles.
Oh, I love those. Those are awesome. I'm going to put on my listening ears, and I think mine are going to be elephant-sized.
Ooh, mine are very small listening ears.
Oh, wow, they are.
Yes.
Do they work well?
Most of the time, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Well, we should probably zip, lock, and button. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
And now let's prepare our hearts and let's pray. God, thank you for joining us here today and teaching us about your perfect peace. We love you and thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, revealing the ways that Jesus is our peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Many years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah, a prophet, Miss Evelyn, remember,
yes,
is a person who speaks with God and talks to people. Well, Isaiah was given an amazing promise to share. God told Isaiah that people walking in darkness would see a great light.
How were the people living in darkness? Because they needed to be forgiven for the things they did wrong so they could have a relationship with God. Sin is anything we do wrong. Sin keeps us away from God. People need help with sin.
By speaking through Isaiah, God promised that someday someone would come to save everyone. How exciting.
That is exciting.
God promised a child would be born with many names.
Yes. Okay, let's count some of them together.
Okay.
God promised the child would be called Wonderful Counselor.
Okay.
Mighty God. Wow. Everlasting Father.
Wow.
And Prince of Peace.
How many names is that?
Four.
That's right, four. They weren't just names. These names told people what the Savior would be like. God was talking about Jesus. Do you think people were excited? I bet they were. All these years, they didn't have a way to get true peace. But God promised to send Jesus so his people could have peace every day and know him.
Yes, and those people had to wait for this promise. Oh. Yeah, because it didn't happen right away. Jesus was born 700 years later, and he became the peace everyone in the world needs.
Jesus did lots of great things when he lived on earth. When Jesus knew his time on earth was almost over, he had a meal with his friends, the disciples, and told them, "I give you my peace."
God's plan was for Jesus to come to earth and live a perfect life and die so we can be rescued from the things we do wrong, and so we can be forgiven and have a relationship with God. When we choose to follow Jesus, he gives us the same gift he gave his friends on that night so long ago. Jesus gives us the gift of peace in our hearts, and it has no end. Jesus is our peace.
I love that so much. Okay, now I want you to lie down and get really comfortable for respond time. We're going to listen to a peaceful song about Jesus. And during this song, I want you to keep your body nice and calm, and listen to the words of the song, and think about Jesus.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the sin and ever pining,
awesome, guys. Now let's get ready for prayer. Can you fold your hands and bow your heads? God, thank you for sending Jesus to bring light and peace into the world and into our hearts. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Michelle. Now it's time for a blessing. Thank you, Miss Michelle.
Sure.
All right, everyone, hold out your hands. Okay, Jesus loves you and invites you to experience him as your Prince of Peace. Okay, close your eyes and imagine his face as he speaks these words over you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.